Yeah, Mesechta Avodah Zarah.
Mishnah says, Lefnei Yedeyim, before a Chag, before Yom to Christmas, before their Chag, before their Yom, a Goyish Chag, in Shalot Yichov Mabagoy, Shloshi Yomin, 3 days before their Yom to their Chag, Ose Loses Loses Imohim, a Jew is not allowed to do business with a Goy. We'll see in the Gemara doesn't apply Bisman Hazer, but in the Mishnah, you cannot do business with a guy 3 days before, and the Svar is because he may do a good deal with you, and you'll make him happy, and when it comes to Yom Chag, he's going to go to his Avodah Zorah and thank him. And you're causing him to mention the name of an Avodah Zorah. And that's allowed. The Torah says, you're not allowed to talk about an Avodah Zorah, you're not allowed to cause anybody else also to be made to an Avodah Zorah. Rashi says, "V'kula mishum the ozel u'moidel avodas chachovim the yom edoy." All these reasons are because you're causing him that on his yom achag he's going to go to the avodas zora and he'll be moidel. He'll thank his avodas zora. The pasuk says, "Lo yishom apicha that you're not allowed to cause even somebody else to be moidel to admit to the avodas zora, even to a guy. So if you're causing the guy to admit to give hoidor to his avodas zora, that's a law for us. Therefore." Mid Rabbanan at least, you're not allowed to do business with him 3 days in advance. Mid the Arise says there's no issue here, it's only a grumma. You're not for sure he's going to do it. But Mid Rabbanan though, you have to be afraid. Maybe if you do a good business deal with him, you'll make him happy, and therefore maybe on Yom Edom, he's going to go and admit, be moided his Avodah Zorah, so you're over the issue of Lo Yisham Ma'apicha. The same thing, also lost money to do business with them. Lashilon, you can't lend them something, or else velishumahem. You cannot even borrow something from them. Because if we borrow something from them, also they feel happy. They feel happy that they're helping us out. Lahalvoisam, we're not allowed to lend them money. Velilvoisamem, we cannot borrow money from a guy. 3 days before their Yom Chag, you're not allowed to borrow money from them. Because also the Svara. If we're using them, they feel happy about it. Lepiron, you're not allowed to pay them back. If you owe them money from before, you're not supposed to pay them back 3 days before the Yom Chag, or else the Chiddush, Lefroyim Mahem, you cannot even accept money from them. If he wants to pay you back from a loan, you cannot accept it either. Because the story is, we'll soon see. If you do, I'm a no. Nefroyim Mahem, we're allowed to receive back the money from the guy. If they Shemaitzru Allah, he only feels bad. He just gave up $1,000. So you're making him feel bad, there's no issa. But Amrullah, the Chum said back, no. Even though right now, today, the guy is feeling bad, but afterwards, phew, I got rid of this load. I had a load on my head, I had to pay back $1,000. Now I got rid of the load, so the guy feels good. So even though right now he feels bad, he's giving away the money, but tomorrow, by the Yom Chag, he'll feel happy. I have no more chayvus. I have no more bills. So he'll feel happy. So therefore it's also to even accept payment from the guy 3 days before Yom Chag. Now the Gemara says, Rav is Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Chaton Eideyim. When the Mishnah says, they're called Dechag, a Chagoyish Chag, the Mishnah calls it Eideyim. That's Dechag. So one is Goris with an Aleph, like we have an Eideyim. The Chaton, one learned, Rav and Shmuel, one of them learned, Eideyim with an Ayin, not with an Aleph, with an Ayin. So the Gemara says, both is true. Mandatoni Eideyim Lo Mishtabish is not wrong, or Mandatoni Eideyim Lo Mishtabish. They're both right. Mandatoni Eideyim with an Aleph Lo Mishtabish. That's what the Pasuk says, Kikor of Yomedim. So come close the day when they'll receive their punishment back, which means here like Dechag, a special day. Rashi says, Yomedim, Hain Ravodis Kechovim, Kirchsib Hu Parsha, Yukum of Yazarchim. But come the day of their Avodis Zorah, Dechag, they'll get punished. Or Mandatoni Eideyim with Yayin, Lo Mishtabish is not wrong. The Chassid is also a Pasuk that says, Yitnu Eideyim, let their Eidim come, their Eidim come, be Yitzaku, and let them say that they're right. So the Havamina Rizis goes upon the Goyim, that the Novi is saying to them, like, if you think if there's anything good, let's see, come and bring Eidim that you deserve some reward. But it's going on Avoy Dezorah, because that's Lashon of Eideyim with an Ayin. Now, Mandatoni Eideyim with an Aleph, my time Latoni Eideyim, why is it saying Eideyim with an Ayin? Omaloch, Tav Rodov, like this Pasuk of Kikor of Yom Edom, Edom here means it comes close to the day they receive punishment. So it's better to talk about punishment by the Goyim. So he rather said Lashon of Eideyim, meaning that's the day they'll get their punishment. Uman the Tony Eideyim, an Ayin, My time of Latonia Dehim, why doesn't he agree the better Gersa should be with an Aleph? A Dehim? So my Amalach, I'll answer you, Man Kagorim Lutavra. What causes the Goyim to receive punishment? What caused them to be broken? What caused them to have Korav Yom Edom? Edus, Shidu Biatzman. The Edus that will talk about themselves of all the riches, all the bad that they did. They have to be Edus to Hashem. It goes on the Yom Adin, we'll soon see, that there will be Edus coming to saying all the bad that they did, therefore they'll receive punishment. But it starts out that first Edom will have to come. So that's what the Mishnah says, it means Ayin Edayin. Hilkach, therefore, Edus Adifa. It's better to use the Lashon of Edus by the Goyim. Now the Gemara asks the question, V'yitnu Edayim v'yitzdiku, v'yodik achavim ksiv. Is this pasuk in Yishayahu talking about the Goyim? That it means to say that the Goyim later will get punished because there'll be Edus telling over all the bad that they did. It's not true. Hobi Yisrael ksiv. This pasuk in Yishayahu is talking about Klai Yisrael. The Yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shua ben Levi says, Kol mitzvois Yisrael oisim b'yolam hazeh. Every single mitzvah that a Jew does in this world, you should know, there'll be Edus and Olam Haba, a messenger will come, like the Mishnah Novice says, Kol oisim mitzvachat is kind of like praklet. You make yourself like a praklet, like a lawyer. You were created a lawyer, and this lawyer is the aide that goes upstairs to Hashem and says, Edus, that this person did a mitzvah. So every single mitzvah that a Jew does, he creates a lawyer that will say Edus to Hashem, that he deserves reward. Me'idus lem. Lem ma'bosh. You know what the pasuk says? This pasuk we darshin. Yitnu edayim v'yitzdiku. Let the Edus come, and v'yitzdoku will be tzedek to them. So see, the pasuk is talking about a Jew, not about a guy. Elu. The Elu Yisrael, right. Then the pasuk says, Yishmu v'yomru emes, that other people hear, and they'll also say emes, they'll give it, they'll say it's true. Elu Ozi Kachavim. That means the Goyim, when they'll see Lasa Lavoi, all the reward that the Jews are receiving because of the mitzvahs they did, they'll say emes, they'll say it's true, they'll understand that the Jews deserve to receive the reward for the mitzvahs they did. So the Kitzi, see this pasuk of Yitnu Edeim Mitzdoku, is talking about a Jew, not about a Goy. So where's your proof then that there's Lashon of Edeim with an ayin by Goyim? El Rav Amar Rav Huna Breder Yeshua Man Tano Edeim. Whoever learned in our Mishnah, it shouldn't be the guess of an Edeim with an ayin. You know why he's right? Beyacha, from a different pasuk. Pasuk Yishayahu says like this. Beyacha, it says Yitzrei Feso Kulam Toyu Vechamudeim Baal Yoilu. Because whoever creates a pestle, nothing will happen from it, it will be in vain. Whatever they desire, it won't help them. V'yedeyim tema. And they'll be v'yedeyim. So Rashi says, Avodas Kachavim, Tovoy v'toyid, Aloivdeh l'chayvim. That the Avodah Zorah itself will come, Lasa Lovay, to say this, that all these Goyim worship me, and they'll receive punishment for that. So it says, Lashna v'yedeyim, here for sure is going on, the Avodah Kachavim. Here it says Lashon of Yedeim that the Avodah Zorah itself will come and say this, that they worshipped him. So that's why Yedeim is right. The Gemara says Dorish Rav Chanina Bar Papa B'tayim Asam Serem Simloi that Lasid Lavoi, whatever this means Lasid Lavoi, after Mashiach will come, is Mevia Kodesh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu will take out a Sefer Torah or Menichah, and put it out, he'll open up a Sefer Torah, the Chayk in his lap, whatever that means. Just an expression. Hashem will open up in his lap. The Yom will say like this. Lemi Shosik, whoever came to learn every day, whoever came to learn the Torah, Yovai v'yitul scharai. He'll come now and receive reward. It's lost at Lovai. The Moshe Mashiach, Loilam Abba, lost at Loilam Abba. So he'll come and receive reward. So what happens? Miyad, right away, Miskapsin uboyim ledikachovim. All the goyim come running to Hashem. We want reward. We learned your Torah. We want reward. And they all come Bavuvia. The Amish all come running together. The Romans, the Persians, they all come running together. We want reward. Shneim the pasuk says, "Kol haGoyim nikpasu yachtav." All the Goyim come together. So they're all coming to ask reward. And we'll soon explain this command when the Brisk Rav explains it. So Amalamakashvoka says back to them, "Al technu sulafon Bavuvia." I can't talk to you all at once. You're all mixed up together. We have to make a separation here. Let each nation come in by himself. I want to talk to each nation separately. Right, just a little bit. And let me talk.